From the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is A Time of Hope.
Good morning. And welcome to all of you as we gather on this beautiful morning at California United Church of Christ. Welcome to guests and visitors with us. Joy to have you here. Are there any special announcements this morning that we wish to make? I believe we are ready to continue with our worship. Shall we rise for our call to worship? Trusting in the word of life given in baptism, we are gathered in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come, let us worship the Lord our God. Come, let us worship the Lord our God. Come, let us worship the Lord our God. We join in the prayer of the day for this, the third Sunday after Pentecost. O God of the morning and the evening hours, let your Spirit come on us here gathered. This is the holy place where we, your people, call on you in faith, joining heart and voice in thanksgiving and praise to your name. Amen. In Psalm 130, the people's hearts were waiting for divine redemption, even as we are for our lives. We confess with them, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love. And with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem us from all our iniquities. In Christ there is hope and mercy. We are forgiven all our iniquities and failed efforts and invited to be refreshed and renewed in his steadfast love.
Thanks be to God.
Let us stand and unite with the church in all times and places in confessing our faith in the triune God. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. Sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the one holy universal Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Our special music this morning is by Beth Dampf.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun refuse to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Our gospel reading from Mark 3 and his sermon, Doing God's Will and Receiving God's Grace, is by our interim pastor, Pastor Gene Maugh.
The Holy Gospel is written in the third chapter of St. Mark. And the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons. And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man, and then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, before you will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven, but is guilty of eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brother and your sisters are outside asking for you. And he replied, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading for today certainly describes an interesting encounter of Adam and Eve and doing God's will and receiving God's grace. So we are going to recreate some scenes here with several helpers, and I need one of them right now in this scene. And we can all use our imaginations a little bit along with it. In scene one, it involves Adam and Eve, Adam and God, looking at God's creation. It's really the encounter that we read about in the first chapter of Genesis. And it goes like this. Adam, I've been busy with this creation. Have you had a chance to look around at all that I have done?
Well, a little bit, but show me what you've done.
Well, for starters, I had to separate the land and the sea so that you would have a place to live and water to refresh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this is very good. And then I made light and darkness, night and day.
Oh, that's good.
That is very good. See? Besides, if it is day all the time, it would get too hot. And if it was night all the time, it would stay too cold.
How's that?
Well, do you see that ball up in the sky? It's so bright, I can't even look at it.
So bright.
You can't look at it. Okay, I made that too. Yeah. I call it the sun. It's hot and gives up heat and light. It would get awfully hot if it was up there in the sky all the time. So it gets dark at night.
But at night, there are those little lights. Did you make them too?
Sure did. The stars and the moon. And you can use the moon to keep track of time. You know, every 29 days or so, it's big and round.
I noticed that. It even makes a lot of light around the garden.
What else have you seen?
Birds. Make them too.
Yep.
And all these animals.
Yep. Pretty good, huh?
There sure are a lot of them. Ever make any mistakes on them?
Well, the giraffe's neck is a little bit long. But they like it that way. Do you see anything else?
All the flowers and the trees.
Decorated it up a bit, didn't we? But you're missing one thing.
What is it?
You, Adam, and Eve.
Her too.
Yep.
God, that was very good.
Okay. Okay, that's the end of scene one. In scene two, we take another look at creation that happens prior to that first reading for today. And it's really Genesis 2 because there's a little different account in Genesis 2 than Genesis 1. So we just back up that little bit and start over in creation. Adam?
What?
I made this world and put you in it and breathed life into you. I want you to be happy.
That's great, God. You know what makes me happy?
What's that?
Someone who could be my companion, my partner and helper, someone to live with. What's the chances of that?
Well, let's take a look around and see what we've got, okay?
Sounds good to me.
And while you're at it, give these things a name.
Okay, bring them on.
How does this look?
No, thanks. It always has a nose in the ground. I'll call it Amy here.
Well, let's see. Well, take a look at this.
No, that'll never do. I'm going to call that a donkey.
Tell you what, Adam. I'll make you a companion for you.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I'll take one of your ribs and do it. You won't even miss it.
Is this going to hurt?
Nah, I'll give you a general anesthetic. You won't even know it. You'll be sleeping.
Well, okay, God. This better be good.
Stand up. There. Adam, wake up. How's that?
All right.
We now go to scene 3. And in scene 3, this finds Adam and Eve and Sneaky Snake. Here's the plot thickens just a little bit.
What is that? It's me, Sneaky Snake. Say, doesn't that fruit look good? Why don't you take some?
Oh, no. God said no.
What does he know? He just doesn't want you to be as wise as he is. It's all in the fruit.
Really? Well, okay. Hey, Adam, take some of this fruit.
Tastes good. Say, was this from, well, you know, the tree?
Well, Sneaky Snake said it was okay. Says, look, it's wise as God.
I've just been noticing. We don't have any clothes on. We wouldn't want the guard to be calling us to this colony.
Adam, you do look a little pathetic. Here, take the leaf and cover up.
End of scene 3. End of scene 3. Well, we go on to scene 4, and here God returns. We might call this passing the buck. Adam, where are you?
Eve, be still. Maybe he won't find us. We don't want him to find out about the fruit.
Adam, I know you're there, so just come on out.
I heard you in the garden and I was afraid.
And why is that?
Because I was naked and I hid myself.
Who told you that you were naked?
This woman. Cover up with these fig leaves.
Have you by chance eaten of the tree that I told you not to eat from?
It was that woman again. She gave me the fruit and I ate it.
Woman, what is this that you have done?
It was the snake. He tricked me and I ate.
Oh, dear snake, you've done a bad thing. And because of this, you will have to crawl in your belly all the days of your life. And people just will not like you very much. I know it's the devil in you. And someday you will try to nip at the heels of this woman's offspring, one we will come to call the Messiah. But in the end, he will crush you and all that you stand for. You wish to cause mischief and death, he will bring life. And you, woman, will be in pain when you bring and birth a child. Don't believe that there is just nothing to it. And you, man, you will need to work. None of this just enjoying the spoils in the garden. You'll find thorns and thistles in the fields. And these fig leaves, they are pathetic. I mean, one little windstorm and they're history. I mean, here, take these animal skins and use them to cover up. End of our scenes that we have this morning. Thank you. There you have it. Adam and Eve and a wiggly critter trying to back God into the corner. Except God could not be backed into the corner very easily. Now comes the crunch time. Where are you, God calls. How do you hide from God? Have you ever tried it? Doesn't work very well, does it? There are not many places where we can hide from God. Even the so-called high and holy people try it occasionally, and it does not work. If you cannot hide from God, from people, if you cannot hide from people, how can you hide from God? Well, Adam said, I was hiding and afraid because I was naked. We call that the great cover-up of life. It did not bother him before. Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from that tree that I told you not to eat from? Oh no, the woman. The woman you put here, she gave it to me. It's not my wife, the woman, you see. And if you had not arranged this marriage for me, everything would be just fine. Well, the net result was that they were out of the garden. But this can be seen also as a test of God's love. He was not too kind to the serpent. From now on, the serpent will just slither around. And he knew life in the garden was no longer an option for the man and the woman. No longer would they have access to the tree in the garden. But salvation was an option. We still receive God's grace. And the first tune of a prophecy to help was here. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. And the fig leaves. Here, take these skins. That's a sign of grace. They will have to learn again what it means to do God's will, even as we do. In our gospel today, Jesus is busy doing the will of God. People flocked around him so much that they could not even eat together very easily. Jesus had been on a whirlwind of activity and healings and caring for people and sharing the good news. And his family was concerned about him. He's overworking himself. He's going to drive himself crazy, they probably thought. Let's try to get him out of there. They may have been embarrassed by some of the reports. Let's rescue him and hustle him away. Because of all these people, word had to be passed in to him and said, your mother and your brothers are here. But Jesus was not going to pass the buck like Adam did. He accepted his mission, and he looked around and he says, those who do the will of God are my brother and sister and mother. He was interested in doing God's will and sharing God's grace. The story is told of an orphan boy who was living with his grandmother. Their house caught on fire, and the boy was upstairs, and the grandmother died trying to go and rescue him. The boy cried for help, but the flames were so intense that no one could get into the house to rescue the boy. Finally, a man climbed an iron drain pipe on the outside of the house. And he came down with the boy holding onto his neck. The boy had lost his only family member in the fire. And therefore, a public hearing was held to determine in whose family the boy should now be placed. Those who had given reasons for wanting the boy and their families included a teacher, a farmer, and a very wealthy citizen. And as they gave their reasons, the boy's eyes were focused on the floor. Then a stranger walks to the front of the room and slowly took his hands out of his pockets, and he revealed the scars on his hands. And the crowd gasped, and the boy jumped from his seat and ran up and threw his arms around the man's neck. This was the man who had saved his life, and the scars were from the climbing the hot pipe. The decision had been made by the boy, and everyone agreed that he ought to become part of the family of the man who had saved his life. Well, in the sense, you know, we are part of that spiritual family of Jesus because he gave his life for us. And we become part of the human family as we share his love with those around us every day. Jesus said, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Just a few days ago on the national news, there was a story of a boy who had age limited out of foster care several years ago. And I believe he went to the front of a church that he worshiped in, and he knew he couldn't stay in the foster home any longer. And he says, "I'm looking for a family who will take me in. I don't care who they are, what they look like. They could be black, white, red, brown, purple, makes no difference. Any caring family would do." Well, fast forward to now, and he was graduating from high school, surrounded by a loving and a caring family. Now he could go on to the next level, and I believe he wants to be a chef. And so the challenge of life is always before us, the challenge of doing God's will, realizing that we also have received God's grace. Doing is a response to receiving. Blessings to you then as you live as brothers and sisters of Jesus, living as obedient Adams and Eves who have also been graced. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Our apologies for the poor quality of the recording on that dramatic reading based on the book of Genesis. It was too good not to get it to, even though the recording is not the best. Adam and Eve were played by Brett and Kendra Hall, and Sneaky Snake was Beth Demp. And God, of course, was our Pastor Gene Maul.
Let us pray to God, in whose word is our hope through Jesus, in whose ministry and mission we share. We pray, O God, for the church, that in all places we may be a sign of God's love and mercy to all who are broken, suffering, or searching. May we be those brothers and sisters of our Lord to those around us. May we each hear God's invitation to us and respond with joy to bring new hope and new life to others. Help us to do your will, even as we receive of your grace for our lives. We pray for peace, that you will transform hearts that are hard and minds that are closed, so the bloodshed may cease and peace be established in all places of conflict. May peace efforts in Singapore and other places help to bring stability around the world. We pray for all who have been impacted by floods and volcanoes and wildfires, that you, O God, will help them rebuild their lives and give them strength to face their challenges and touch the hearts of many to assist them. We pray for all who suffer from violence and oppression and poverty, and for those in need of our prayers, the sick and the ill. We remember Alberta Rich, who is hospitalized, that God's love will cleanse and heal their wounds and restore their lives. We remember with thanksgiving the saints who have died in Christ. Join to them in baptism, we trust in the eternal home Christ prepares for us. Hear the prayers we offer this day and send us out to proclaim the power of your resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Savior, praying together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Finish what you have started in us, God. Your love is eternal. Go with us now into the world, sharing your word and doing your deeds, empowered by your Spirit. Amen.
We're glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning, with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.